Last week, two Oregon counties voted overwhelmingly to ban the cultivation of genetically engineered crops. The initiatives in Josephine County and Jackson County, which border California, passed by as much as a 2-to-1 margin. But Ian Tolson of the Oregon Farm Bureau says the two measures are not equal.
The legislature in 2013 passed a bill that said no counties may regulate the production of seed, which means that they cannot ban GMO crops, except for Jackson County, because when that legislation passed, that had already made it to the ballot. So when you're talking about these two counties, it's important to know that the Josephine County measure is actually unenforceable, where the Jackson County is.
Tolson says proponents of the GMO bans portray it as small organic family farmers against big corporate farms and agribusiness giants like Monsanto and Syngenta.
Monsanto does not even have any test plots in Jackson County. Syngenta has, about a dozen, maybe a little bit more, 1-acre test plots of sugar beet. Not a lot. The majority of GMO crops are Roundup Ready alfalfa, which, again, is by farmers themselves choosing to grow that technology.
Tolson says the Oregon Farm Bureau is unhappy with the us versus them attitude being used in the dispute between organic and traditional farmers.
Because it's important for Farm Bureau that every farmer can choose what they grow. I mean, that is a big part of our mission. And this, of course, flies directly in the face of not only that, but science and common sense. We really value everyone's decision to choose how they farm. And if this was a bill that were banning the growing of organic farming, for instance, we would be opposed to that as well. We value all forms of agriculture. And having this debate at the ballot box hurts the entire industry.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.